Everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
So we didn't have an episode last week because, busy bees. I was on a little vacay. Steven was
Wow,
getting
now what was I
drunk and
doing?
smashing his head into brick walls.
Wow, just right off the bat, just telling everybody my business, fine.
Listen. It can't be, you're not as crazy as fucking Jared Leto, like randomly scaling the wall of a hotel somewhere without, like, unprompted. It wasn't like for a movie, it wasn't for like a little PR stunt. He was just
Right.
climbing a wall.
Right.
And I do have to say, I did not watch the full video because it did give me a little PTSD because it looked like a little January 6th to me, a little
Yeah, I didn't think about that,
insurrection-ish.
thankfully, until you said that. I didn't watch the whole video because I'm like, what the hell? Did I look up anything about it? No. Do I want to know why he was scaling the wall? No.
Nope.
I just, yeah, like Jared Leto was climbing a brick wall. Why? I don't know. But
I'm
it's kind of funny. I climbed a brick wall to get into my apartment building because I lost my key. That's different. That's valid. Anyway, I'm not on crack like Jared Leto.
Yeah, pretty sure that's like
Actually, I don't
meth.
know if he's actually on crack, and I don't want to be sued for slander.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. You can say anything as long as you say allegedly before or after.
Exactly.
That's just how the law works. I
Yeah. Now you should know she took a criminal justice class.
took two, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there
Our
you go.
resident criminal justice expert.
Yes. I don't know shit. Anyways, yeah, let's get into the actual episode. So, The Idol premiered this week.
It did.
I was like, this whole time we've been talking about it, and Steven and I are like, we're obviously, as much shit as we've heard about it, as much shit as we've relayed on this podcast, at the end of the day, we're like, we're at least gonna watch one, maybe two episodes,
Right.
unless it turns out to be really good. Who knows? So I, in the beginning, I was like, okay, this is fine. This it,
Right.
also there will be some spoilers in here, so if you don't want to hear it, fast forward.
Right.
I was like, okay, this is fine. It's going okay. Sam Levinson, has like his trademark little whatever camera he uses to shoot that looks gorgeous. The cinematography is great. Everything is very pretty. It has like a certain filter on it that just like makes everything just look so like romanticized, and I love it. I get easily distracted by that. And in the beginning, it just kind of starts off with like you kind of learn that this is like supposed to be Jocelyn's like big comeback. This is like her new single, her new album. She had like a psychotic break a la Britney Spears, it sounds like. And she's just kind of like trying to get back in the public's good graces.
Right.
So within the first 5 minutes, we do see her boobs, and it's like, ugh, okay, like for truly no reason either. Like it wasn't some
Yeah.
like feminist move. It was just like, here's my boobs. And it was
Yeah, but
like,
it's HBO, so you're like, whatever. Shock factor, we're starting.
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, and I agree with you. It started off good. I was
Yeah.
genuinely interested. Basically, the majority slash half of the first episode is like her PR team trying to make sure a like sexual photo of her does not get leaked.
But
And I
that's where they
liked
lost me.
exactly. And I liked all of the inner workings of the team. Like they're all running around trying to like handle the situation without Jocelyn finding out. And it was like kind of funny. And it was like, I don't know. It was just like a cool little insight. I don't know. I just liked all that little like background stuff.
Yes. Troye Sivan has an American accent.
It does.
He's in it for like way longer than I would have thought. I thought he's
For sure.
just gonna walk in, say two lines, and cut. You're done. That's a wrap on Troye Sivan. But
Exactly.
no, he actually had like an actual like prominent role within the first half.
For sure.
But then like 20 minutes in, they really lost me.
Yeah.
Because I like really don't want to describe the sexual picture because it's very vulgar. I feel like we kind of like talked about it a little bit on some
We
past
did.
episodes.
Yeah.
So look it up if you want to know what it is. But eventually, Jocelyn like finds out what's going on and she's like, "Well, I think it could be worse." And that's where it lost me, 'cause like truly,
Right.
what could be worse than this
Yeah.
picture of her being out on the internet?
Yeah.
What could be worse? Couldn't think of a single thing.
I love how our whole team was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." They were like running around like chickens with their heads cut off like moments
Yeah.
before. And then they're like, "Oh, yeah, for sure."
That's where they
Yeah.
got me,
And the weekend comes in with his rat tail and
Ew, the weekend is okay. So I do understand the point of the weekend's character. Like, he's there to make you feel uncomfortable and just like unsettled, like he's just like a creepy guy. Even I'd always forget her name, the actress that's her best friend slash assistant. She's like everywhere now.
Rachel Sennett.
Yes. She even says to Jocelyn, she's like, "I don't know, he's kind of like rapey." And Jocelyn's like, "I think that's what I like about him."
Yeah, Jocelyn is just like so unlikable and like I don't know, it's I love like usually if there's a main character, I would just like naturally like them because they're the main character.
Right.
But she's just so unlikable. She's so not personable and like I don't know if that's writing, if that's acting, if it's a mixture of both. I just don't care about her. I don't care about the Weeknd's character. Their dynamics are just messed up. It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
It is. And yeah, it the very last scene just left me feeling disturbed. 'Cause like I said, okay, the Weeknd is there to like make you feel uncomfortable, like he's not a good guy. He's gonna eventually manipulate Jocelyn out of her career, her money. I'm sure that's
Right.
like what the goal is, just like a lot of men in Hollywood, but like also in general, But just the ending made me so unsettled and just so disturbed. And I don't know if I'm gonna watch the next episode, at least like not right away. It was just a little too much for me.
Right. I think I'm gonna watch the second episode because I liked parts of the first episode. But yeah.
It's just
I just
like most of the sexual things that happened in this episode did not need to happen.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, I just feel like there are things that can be said without having to like completely show everything.
Right.
Not that this was like full on porn, like it wasn't. But like, I don't know. You can just like allude to things. They're so part of things. Like, we don't need these like lingering scenes. Like, it becomes like pornography more than like art, in my opinion.
I agree.
It's just, I guess, like, well, whatever. But people could say porn is art. I'm not gonna get into that argument. My brain just like going everywhere right now. Anyway, but like just like the picture of her, like the really sexualized picture of her, like you never needed to show it. Like they described it and that's all you needed to know.
Yes, when
And it's
they
just
showed
like,
it.
yeah. And then like that last scene, like it could have cut off like earlier or just seemed like, I don't know, like they could have just done it differently to where like it's just like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
Like when the
Went
whole show is
on.
just these like torture sex scenes or like nudity or. I don't know. It's just like, what is the plot?
Yeah,
Because like
what is
the
the
first,
plot?
like half of the episode had a plot, and then the other half didn't.
And there you have it. And that is Sam Levinson in a nutshell.
You know what? That's actually true.
And there you have it.
Well, what are you gonna do? We watched it.
Oh, we did. We did. I don't know about it. I wasn't sure about it to begin with, and my suspicions were true. So, you know what though? Speaking of creepy men, Al Pacino was having another child. This man is like, what is with these old men having children
That's what I was just gonna
at their
say.
big old age?
At
Al
their
Pacino's
old
like what,
age,
83?
he is 82 years old,
And his girlfriend is like 26 or something.
29.
See, I'm in the ballpark.
She's close enough. She's young enough to have a child.
Yes, but she is pregnant. She's having his child. And so I don't like know who this woman is, but basically she has just dated like a bunch of rich older men, much older men. And Al Pacino is defending her by saying, no, she's not a gold digger. She just thinks old people are cool.
But she's not just going to a senior center and like trying to fuck those men. She's like dating old rich men. That's where the issue is.
I just like y'all are like really fucking at 82 years old. Really?
You'd be surprised.
My God, just like no.
Yeah, they got Cialis, they got Viagra.
I mean, I know that, but like I just like, like the movements and everything and like your heart rate gets up there.
Right. No, some 82-year-olds be in good shape, especially like celebrities.
Is Al Pacino in good shape?
I don't know. He looks really bad.
He does.
Looks like he like tries to look good. Like tries to look younger, like with his tans and his hair and stuff, but he doesn't make work. He does have a lot of hair.
He does. That may be implants, but we're not sure.
For sure. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But okay, we talked about this with Robert De Niro and how he
Yes.
just had a baby. It is just so irresponsible because, like, not to be, like morbid, but like once you reach a certain age, it's kind of like only a matter of time, Like, God bless Al Pacino. I hope he lives a long, healthy life, But it's like he really could not be around by the time this baby is born.
Right. And even like, I mean, he's 82. He could live 20 more years, but like, that kid's basically going to be growing up as his father's like, what, and getting dementia and like in a wheelchair. He's like having to wheel his father around. Like, and not that that stuff doesn't happen with younger parents too, but like, it's like he's basically just watching his father like die as he's
It's
trying to
like
grow up.
his dad. It's like Al Pacino is not gonna like chase a 2-year-old around and like, clean
No.
up after him and stuff. And he's not gonna like be able to like go outside and like play baseball or something or just like run around with him outside. Or I keep saying him. I don't know why I keep thinking that he's having a boy. Maybe that was confirmed, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But what I'm saying is he's not gonna be able to do everything that a young, healthy parent is able to do with their child.
Yeah. Even just a young parent. Like just being around.
Yeah, just like being present.
So I don't know.
But at the same
Like
time,
I just like wonder, like, do they do this on purpose, or they is it just happen and then they, keep, like, I don't know.
I think it's on purpose because I think it's kind of like an ego thing
Right. He's
on
like, I still can have a kid. Haha.
like on the man's
You're probably
end.
right.
Yeah,
Like,
it's
I
definitely
still
like an
got it.
exactly. It's like an ego thing and like, he's famous. It's like we're gonna like keep continuing the legacy for much longer. And
Yeah, you're probably right.
the girl is like, I'm gonna get a lot of money out of this.
Oh, for sure.
So which I respect the hustle. I do. I'm not shaming her or Robert De Niro's girl. I respect the hustle.
Right. And it's like, yeah, good for these men for getting these young, beautiful women. but that doesn't mean you should be bringing children into the world still.
Right. Agreed.
There's a
Agreed.
difference.
Yes.
That's the problem here.
Yeah, here, yeah, therein lies the problem.
I do think it's odd that they're dating 30-year-old women, but whatever. That's their own business, I guess.
I guess.
But it's the children part that I don't enjoy.
Exactly. All right. Let's switch gears here and talk about Pete Davidson and this voicemail that he left PETA. This very funny voicemail, in my opinion, that he
I
left
think it's
PETA.
funny.
So basically, Pete Davidson bought a dog. Okay. He bought a dog and PETA caught wind of it. And they like made a big deal out of it because also Pete Davidson was being like recorded and like having like pictures taken of him like as he was buying the dog without his knowledge or consent. So that's an issue. And then so PETA caught wind of it and they like made some sort of statement that was like Pete Davidson sucks because he's shopping and not adopting. And then he calls them and leaves a voice message. Basically, just saying, fuck you guys suck. I have to get a hypoallergenic dog because I'm severely allergic to them. I need like a certain type of dog. You guys don't understand. I got my mom and sister a dog during the pandemic. He like saved our lives, but unfortunately, he got sick and just passed away. I haven't seen them that upset in however long. You guys don't know anything. Fuck you, suck my dick.
Yeah. I love it. It's funny.
It's so funny to me. Just telling PETA to suck your dick, that's funny.
I love it. He's like not, he didn't issue a statement. He just literally called up PETA and was like, F you, suck my dick. Like that's hilarious.
That's
And
so
like
good.
while I do agree with PETA, like you should adopt and not shop all the time. This is not the worst thing we need to hold celebrities accountable for.
No. Oh my God. Can you like go after the celebrities that are like fucking poaching elephants and lions in
Yeah.
Africa?
Right. Or
You
just, I don't
know?
know. Just not even the, I don't know. I'm not like anti-animal rights. Like, obviously, I love animals and like, I don't want to like be cruel, but I don't know. There's bigger fish to fry in this world
I,
than adopting
yes.
versus shopping. And like I said, I usually do agree we should adopt and not shop. However, Pete Davidson had some points.
I
He's
know.
like, I need a specific kind of dog.
Yeah, and like, and you know, then PETA, you know, fired back and was like, well, if Pete Davidson did his research, he would know that there's actually no such thing as hypoallergenic dogs, which is true, but certain types of breeds, like I have a cockapoo, he's like hyperallergenic. And but like he still sheds. Like it's just like the shedding thing. It's just like a very minimal amount.
Right. It's
And
like, I'm sure he did do his research.
yeah, and then they were like, you know, like whatever percentage of dogs and shelters are purebreds, blah, blah. But it's like you can't trust that the more than you can trust a breeder, because a lot of dogs that are in like the Humane Society or just like other places, like you don't know where they came from. You don't
They're just like
know,
guessing.
right? Like every other dog I've had besides Hank, you know, the cockapoo, my family's just kind of like guessed.
Yeah.
The shelters just guessed where we
Yeah.
got them from. So you can't really trust them. Like, God forbid they get a dog and he's like, you know, can't be around.
Yeah. So it's like sometimes maybe we should just stop butting into celebrities' business when they're just trying to live their daily lives.
I know. My God. Like, just focus your energy elsewhere.
Like next time. Yeah, like PETA, how about you follow Pete Davidson to the grocery store? And if he buys cow's milk, you should fucking shame him for that too.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you? You know how inhumane the dairy industry is? Like, let's just take a step back.
Please. Please.
This was not my business.
Nonetheless, though, that voicemail was fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, the end of the day, regardless of all the animal rights conversations, blah blah blah, voicemail. Hilarious. No matter who
Top
you are,
tier.
that's funny.
Top
He, like I
tier.
said, didn't issue a statement. He just called them up and was like, I hate you. You guys suck.
Yep. I did. I did. All right. Let's move over to Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy. Shocker, they broke up. Were they ever together?
I was gonna say, did they break up?
No, not really. I think it was just a little fling for both of them. I think this was just kind of like a little PR thing. You know, did anyone like actually believe they were together? No one that I know.
No, but I think they have been friends for a long time. They were just testing the waters. They probably hooked up and were like, let's test the waters. They got pictured together one time and they're like, well, let's go out again, get some pictures taken. Like, I really like think that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was just like the team, their team was probably, especially Maddie Healy's team, like, was like, yes, get your picture taken with Taylor Swift, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all the things resurfaced with Maddie Healy and him saying racist comments, because Maddie Healy just says stupid shit all the time.
He does. He
He does not think
does.
before he opens his mouth. He's not a great human. We all know.
Yeah, it's like
And
we got it.
yeah. And then Taylor Swift's PR team worked overtime because he said some racist shit about Ice Spice. And then she released Karma with Ice Spice. Can we
Yes.
talk about that?
Brought her up on stage at a recent Eras Tour show. I
That is
mean,
insane to me. We need to talk about
yeah.
this more because instead of denouncing what Maddie Healy said, she chose to like
Just take
bring
another
Ice Spice.
route.
I don't know. I don't know. She should be denouncing what he said publicly, but she's a coward when it comes to stuff like
Yeah.
that. Pride Month started and she's
Yes.
like, I love gay people. I was like, well, why didn't you say that on the rest of your shows?
Yes. She took a long time to even come around and be in
Yes.
support of it. Do you remember who was the one that got her to speak up for gay people? Fucking Todrick Hall. Back in
Not
like
Todrick Hall.
2013,
Yeah.
2014, he was the one that was like, you need to start saying something in support because people think you're homophobic. You have so many gay fans. Start speaking up. What a
And
wild
even when she
person.
started speaking up, she was just kind of like, well, of course I love my gay fans. I just don't like to be political. She would like say shit like that.
Yeah,
It's like,
I know. I know. I'm just over. I don't know. Maybe this is my inner misogynist talking, but I'm just like over like the hype of like these shows and like these meetups and like I'm coming from out of town and I can't wait. And I'm just like, but like I do that with Harry and it's like other artists. I don't know. It's just because of Taylor Swift. And I can fully admit that. We fully admitted that a million times.
right. I don't know. I was sick of the Harry Styles tour, so
Oh my God, I'm sick of it. It's still going on,
yeah,
but I'm saying
true. So
like
like I don't
just
know, I just feel the same. It's just like I get everyone wants to do their little post, but oh my God, I get it. You went to the show in Nashville, you went to the show in Chicago, you went to the show in New York. Oh, you're going to, oh my God, this weekend I'm literally gonna like turn my phone off.
I know. I don't really know a lot of people that are going though, to be honest.
You'll know somebody though. Don't be looking at
Oh
any
no,
Instagram stories. Don't
I
look at
do
a
know
single Instagram story this weekend.
I won't. I do know people that are going, but I don't know like a lot. Unless they're just keeping it a secret from me, or I'm just not paying attention.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's 2 days at Ford Field, so there's got to be a lot of people we know going.
Oh my God.
Statistically.
Statistically. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
You're
just over
probably
it.
right. Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait till this tour is over.
Yeah. All
And then she'll
right.
just. The problem is that every time it's over, another thing begins because she keeps re-releasing these albums. So
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I'm just like, it's not like I can have a 2, 3 year break. Because, like, if you don't like Ariana Grande, okay, well, she hasn't done shit in years. You know what I mean? If you don't like Selena Gomez, okay, she isn't releasing them. You know, it's just like we don't get a break.
Yeah, we don't.
And I'm a hater.
Yeah,
So, I don't like to be that way. I just am.
Yeah, when it comes to T Swift, we just are.
It's a long, complicated
Unless we're talking
history.
about Red, then we are Swifties.
Listen, I can get down to self-titled too. I mean,
Oh,
that
yeah.
was like an album of my childhood. But there's
Fearless.
just like, I have a long, complicated history. We talk about it all the time. But can we just have a goddamn break? No, we can't. But she just announced another re-release. I don't even know.
Speak Now,
See,
coming
I don't
out in
even know. I
July.
don't even, I just, I ignore it all. I literally see posts related to her and like I try to make my brain go blank because that's the only way I don't like lose my mind because I can't get away.
Start like malfunctioning.
I feel like, I literally feel like I cannot get away from her. And it's like, I guess if you're a stan of somebody, that's amazing. But I don't know. I don't like anybody that much.
Yeah, like even with Harry, I can't wait for this tour to be over.
It's
Actually
just
can't
like,
wait.
I need my time away.
By the way, is Harry doing Super Bowl or what?
Oh, he was in talks. So he's just like one of the people who was like,
I think it's a little too soon for Harry to do the Super Bowl. I would like to give it a few more years because I really feel like he's like just starting to like get into like his rock and roll era, and I really feel like if he leans more into that, he could bring out some really cool people. Like who? I don't know. You're gonna have to give me a minute to think, but I don't know. I kind of just like want so like another album, I think. I just want him to like be more. Not yet. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know like really what my holdup is. I'm not ready for it. Personally, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to be doing the Super Bowl right now. I
Mean, if
agree.
he does, I'll be seated, ready to go.
Yeah,
But
doesn't feel like it's this time.
I don't think it's his time either. I don't know. I really want Ariana Grande to do it, but I do think she'd have to bring out a lot of people, which is fine. I really want Kelly Clarkson to do it.
Me too.
I think she could bring out so many people. She's so diverse in the genres of music that she does. Like, if she's family friendly, everyone would be on board with it.
Like we've
So
had just
I'm
a lot of very like
campaigning.
dancey type
Yeah.
like Super Bowls. Like let's do a change of pace. And for
Right.
someone we all know and love, Miss Kelly
Yes.
Brianne Clarkson.
Kelly Brianne Clarkson. I forgot she changed her name to Kelly Brianne. Yeah, so I'm campaigning for Kelly Brianne. I'll campaign for Harry in like 3 years. I'll leave it at that. All right. Let's get into our toast and our roast.
Exactly. Time. Yeah. Wow, I forgot we have to do that. I was just so bitter for a minute that I'm like, oh, we're still going.
Yeah.
yeah. Like I already roasted Taylor Swift, but anyway. My roast goes to Jeremy Bieber, Justin Bieber's dad,
Oh, I was like, who the fuck is that?
for making a post on who knows. It had a pride flag and it said, "Don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence."
Are you kidding? First of
Jeremy,
all,
who
that's
even
like.
knows who you are?
First of
Why?
all, that's like not even always true.
Yeah,
Do you
what
know
about
that,
trans people who have babies? What, yeah, anyway. You
like,
could also like bisexual people.
yeah, lesbians have babies.
Gay people had sex
Yeah.
with women and had
It
ba
right.
made babies. It's just like,
Exactly. So Jeremy, whoever you are, you don't even know what you're talking about, you fucking weirdo. Go back to like Hillsong Church or
yeah, like bisexual
something.
people, like trans people, like, yeah, I just, what?
Like, who are
I just saw
you?
that and I was just like, this is so stupid. Like, why do you need to take away from the LGBTQ community?
Also, like, what?
It's like, okay.
Like, Jeremy Bieber is gonna.
Like, who even is that? Well,
Yeah, you had to specify who
I don't
that
know.
was. I had no idea.
Exactly. I said Jeremy Bieber.
I didn't even know Justin Bieber had a dad, so.
Anyway, I don't need to linger on it anymore. It's Pride Month. Let's be more positive.
Yeah.
Just fuck people like that.
True.
My toast goes to Kim Cattrall because she sucked it up and she will be in the Just Like That season two. I have a feeling it's literally going to be for 0.5 seconds, but I don't care. I will eat that up. I will devour it. And I will love every second of it. Every second of the 5 seconds she's on screen. Because I have a
Good, as
feeling
you
she's going to
should.
be like,
You and every other Sex in the City stan.
right. I have a feeling she's just going to be like, it's me, bitch, or something like that. And like, that's it.
Yeah. Just like
But
walk by.
yeah, because she technically was in the last season, but only as like a text messenger. Like, her and Carrie would like message back and forth.
Oh, well, that doesn't really count.
No, it does not. Basically, because like they didn't want to write her out in case she said yes again. But her and Sarah Jessica Parker like hate each other.
Yeah.
But Samantha is like everyone's favorite, so thank you for coming back. I will be seated.
Right. My roast goes to the fucking Lizzo haters. Okay, I know we've talked about this so many times on the show before, but Lizzo was just like posting about, she was like, I'm so close to just like canceling everything and just like moving somewhere with the money I've made and just like living my life quietly, because all you people are in my comments relentlessly talking about my body. And like, who could blame her? Like, this woman has said time and time again, this is my body. I am healthy. No matter how many cleanses I do, no matter how many diets I do, no matter how much I work out, my body will stay this way. Also, I am not Lizzo size, okay? But I could not do anything that she does on stage and have the breath control, the stamina, the strength. Absolutely not. And I'm pretty sure everyone in the comments couldn't do it either. So
Right.
go, like, if it bothers you so much, fucking write it down on a piece of paper and burn it and then forget about it. Like,
Yeah. I saw that post of her. I was like, why do you just continuously in her comments, like calling her fat? Like, yes, yeah, she
like,
knows.
you're
Or
such
just
a
like everybody like
fucking
has like everybody has
loser.
to like get their dig in. And it's like, I just don't get it. She's been told this her whole life. She knows she's overweight. She knows what you guys think of her. Like, that's enough.
Like, just go be a fucking loser somewhere else that is not Lizzo's comment section. Please. Oh my God. I just think, like, if the world put as much energy as they do into things like this, and they could like take that energy and like do something good with it, we would have such a positive world. We would live in fucking rainbows and sunshine, frolicking through the fields. But no, we have to sit on our fucking phones all day like absolute losers. And, ooh, Lizzo, you look fat in this picture. You should maybe lose some weight. Blah. You know what? And what the fuck do you look like? Huh? Huh? You fucking slug?
Yeah. Sid the sloth looking ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. Sick and
Yeah.
tired.
And it's just
Because.
like, and now people would just be like, saying shit like, oh, well, you get on stage and perform all the time and you're always exercising. You must eat like shit. I was like, what?
Oh my
It's none of your
God.
business what she
No.
eats or like what she does, like either way.
Oh my God. And like, what are you eating with your fucking Twinkies and your sugar cereal and like your pasta? Like, please give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah, she probably eats healthier than me.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, this bitch is not unhealthy. This is just the way her body is.
Yeah,
It's just her.
just
And if you don't like it, then don't fucking look at it. My
that's what I don't
God.
get. Like, why
Close
you
your
want to,
eyes.
yeah, like, if you don't follow her, you probably won't see her often.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
I just hate people, dude. Hate them. Hate them all. Anyways, my toast goes. Normally, I would hate this kind of shit, but Chad Michael Murray and his thirst trap.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh
I saw
my
it.
God. This guy has still got it. Oh my God. I was like, look at that V line. The hair, the chiseled face, the chiseled abs. I like couldn't stop staring. I was like, Chad Michael Murray.
He's
Hi.
blushing.
I
He's
was. I
blushing.
mean, he's obviously always been very attractive. He was like the heartthrob in the early to mid 2000s, but I think he should be a 2020s heartthrob as well.
He should. What's he even doing lately? He's like, what is he, just like a Hallmark movie star or something?
Seems like it.
As he
But
should be.
with a body like that, get him doing something
Yeah,
else.
get in those Netflix movies at least.
Yeah,
Bump him up a
something.
peg.
Something,
Oh my
please.
God. You know, he should have been in that Christmas movie with Lindsay Lohan, not Cord Overstreet. No offense to Cord Overstreet, but but imagine Lindsay and Chad Michael Murray together.
Oh
Wow.
yeah.
That would have been perfect.
It would have been. Wow.
Next time. I see
Yeah,
the vision. I see the vision.
we'll
Netflix,
get
hit
him
me
next.
up. I got you. I should be
We'll get him
casting
next
director.
Christmas. All right. So before we go, we've done this before during Pride Month. We just want to like give a little shout out to a or an LGBTQ plus organization that everyone can donate to and support. And the one that we're doing for this week is called the Trans Inclusive Group, and it is based in Florida. And I wanted to choose one that is that was based in Florida specifically, just because, as I'm sure everyone knows, just there's so much hate and anti-LGBTQ plus laws going around, rhetoric. It's really scary. But this is a really great organization to donate to. They do everything from helping trans people find houses, helping them find a doctor for hormone replacement therapy, getting their gender marker and their name changed, helping with HIV services, literally just like so much. They do so much for the trans community. They're great. We will leave a link to the website and a link to donate in the description for this episode. And I know that, times are tough right now. And if even if you can't donate, just like please, raise awareness or just like give what you can. It's really important. This Pride Month just like kind of feels a little bit different, just given like all these fucking lunatics that wanna erase trans and other people in the community, but like you
Right.
can't. So stop
Yeah.
it.
It's unfortunately, it feels like this is just going to be what it's like every year for the rest of my life, and I hate it. But I'm happy that I feel like it's just like a we it's just a weird fight because I feel like so many people like don't actually care. Then you have these like small minority who make themselves seem like a majority because they're so fucking loud. And
Yes.
it's like it's just sad.
Yeah.
So I just hope that these people's rights get protected and yeah, and they can just celebrate being who they are and just like live life. That's all they
Exactly.
want.
Exactly. They're just like every other human who just wants health and happiness. That's it.
Yes, they're not pedophiles. I'm just sick of that argument. It's what it always has been that I mean, like ugh, anyway, I'm not going down that road. This is supposed to be
Yes.
positive.
Yes. It's Pride Month. It's time for celebration. So that's what we're going to be doing all June.
Yes, celebrate.
All right. Well, Steven is raising a glass. You guys know where to
Of
find
water. It is
us.
11 a.m.
Yes. Well, now it's almost noon, so
Oh, okay,
I don't
so
know.
maybe it's time to have a glass of something else.
Yeah. A little refreshment, a little adult beverage. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Poppin' Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Leave us a comment, like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And I hope Jared Leto gets well soon.
I hope he makes it down from that wall. Does anyone know if he's still on the wall?
Yeah, I don't know. Was he still scaling the wall? I don't know. I
Who
didn't watch.
knows? He could be.
I didn't make it to the end of the video. I don't know.
See
Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon.
ya.
Bye.